John Beavis, you're putting together Christmas in Lee, which is quite an event, isn't it?
It is, yes. It's actually put together by Lee Business Association and two of the local councillors, myself and Councillor Graham Burgess. Basically, it's on Friday the 2nd of December. It's always on the first Friday of December. And it's a bit special because this year we're starting off with the French Market in the High Street. So main part of the High Street will be closed off from 7 o'clock in the morning for the French Market coming in. And then later in the day, at about 5 o'clock, we close off the whole of the High Street, right from Millville Road down and Pier Street. It's all closed off as we prepare for the switching on of the lights, which happens at 6:30, followed by a carol service. And the carol service, we have the Gosport Solent Brass Band there, our local vicar, and the two schools, the infant and junior schools, have their choirs there. So they sing on their own some of the carols, and lots of people come to the carol service and then go down the High Street, where there will be side stands and the French Market. And also this year there's a reindeer, there's a little petting zoo, there's a Santa's grotto, and there's a small fun fair, and one or two other really interesting things. Oh, and there's also a Punch and Judy for the young children as
well. Oh, what fun.
With a hog roast down there. So sort of from really about 6 o'clock onwards, the High Street is really, really full of people, and they do come from far and wide to enjoy the Christmas in Lee. And it's a lovely way to start the whole of the festive season off, really, and it's very popular with local people and beyond.
Takes a bit of organising though, doesn't it?
It does, because road closures, you have to put barriers up and you have to go through Hampshire highways well before the event to get it all approved.
You can't just do it like that. You've got to
absolutely not. No, you have to do a thing called you have to do a document for the safety advisory group, which is all the local authorities, all the responsible authority, fire service, police, and the local council, and also Hampshire County Council. They need to see what you're doing and how you're doing it, and make sure it's being done safely, and the public are properly protected. So people don't realise the amount of work that does actually go in to put on one of these events.
I certainly never did.
Mm.
So it's going to be special. How long has it been actually going on, this festival?
Oh, it's been going on for a number of years. Certainly all the time. I've been a councillor since 2008, and it's been going beyond that time. But it's so good to get the families all out together enjoying a fun day in Lee High Street. And it's good for local business as well, because many people come from far and wide, and they don't realise just what Lee High Street has to offer.
Which is a lot, isn't it?
It is, because the shops do stay open late that night as well. So it does give them the opportunity to go into some of the shops and see just what they've got to offer. And of course, a spin-off of that, then the word gets spread about, you know, what's going on in Lee, and it helps local business. So that's excellent.
And as far as the local residents are concerned, you'll get a few people who will be upset by, you know, all the parades and stuff like that, I suppose.
The only thing that the only problem that we do get from time to time is the business about parking, because we have to stop all the parking in the High Street for the event, and
that won't go down well.
Yeah,
sure.
Well, it's okay. People are used to it, and they work around it, and we do have a huge Beach Road car park where they can easily park, and also you can park along the front. So it's not really an issue, but sometimes there are cars there that they haven't NB'd, that it's closing, and we have to find the owners of them to get them shifted so we can get on with the business of sorting out the High Street.
The business of business, if you like.
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
So let's hope the weather holds for you.
Yeah, we've been lucky. You know, it's normally a little bit chilly, but we don't often get rain on that occasion. But we have done occasionally, but people still come in the rain. But they come in the cold as well. So
it wouldn't be Christmas if it wasn't cold.
No, indeed. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So this French market, loads of things like escargot, I suppose.
Yeah, all sorts. So there's a real range of French foods and all sorts of things they bring along, and they really enjoy coming here. And it's open, the French market is open from 9 o'clock in the morning till 9 o'clock at night. So it's a full day for them.
So that might become a regular fixture then, the French market.
Well, it certainly it was last year and the year before. We had a French market in the High Street, and so yes, it seems to work. The formula works, and the people like it.
What is it about Lee that brings people together like it does?
I think it's there's a certain community spirit in Lee which exists, and I think actually that same community spirit exists through Gosport. And certainly during my mayoral year, which was 2013-14, that was so very apparent round the borough of just what wonderful community spirits exists right throughout the borough of Gosport. But that's certainly very obvious in Lee.
I remember talking to people about the D-Day celebrations that went on round here.
Yes, that was a really special occasion because, you know, to see all the historic aircraft flying past at Lee and to hold a special service of remembrance down at the Sunken Gardens, that was all very special. And we had people, airmen from many countries there, who were going off in a Dakota the next day to parachute out over the beaches of Normandy.
It was a very exciting time.
It was, yeah. It certainly was. And Daedalus loved it. And on that occasion, what was particularly good is that these airmen were all put up by people from Lee Residents Association. They put them up in their homes free of charge, so that they were looked after properly. And we've had so much feedback from them. They've never been looked after as well as the people of Lee looked after them.
I imagine some firm friendships have been forged.
They certainly have, yes.
Let's look ahead to, is it next year you've got the Marine Festival? Again, you're all
It is, yeah. The Marine Festival is being held down at Haslam Marina and on Trinity Green. Holy Trinity Church is also part of that. But it's on the 27th of May, which is a Saturday, on the bank holiday weekend. last year, when we did it in 2015, we managed to get 750 young children out on the water, many for the first time.
Wow.
It was really, really quite good. And the onshore side was lots of exhibitors, lots of exhibitions and food outlets. And we had a marine art exhibition in the church, little shipmates in there as well. And it was just a great family affair.
So is it going to be the same chapter, second verse?
Yes, yes. We've learnt a few lessons from the first time, and we hope to make it even better this time. And it's all done by volunteers. It's a free event, and we get some sponsorship to help us pay for the various things, because although it's free for the people coming, and the volunteers are all running it for free, there are costs involved that you have to which are incurred, that you have to pay. So we do get some sponsorship for it, which helps.
It's all going on down here, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Yeah. Lovely place to live, isn't it?
I think so. John Beavis, thank you again.
Okay, Graham. Thank you.